Well, every now and then we like to check in with our men sheds. We have many of them across our region and Western Victoria as well. They're a great outlet for blokes to get together, socialise, keep themselves busy and out of trouble. Peter Hennis is the Publicity Officer with the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Selena, and good morning, listeners. How are we all going?
Very good. It feels strange to have you on the phone this morning. Usually we always have your smiling face across from us in the studio, but of course we live in interesting times and we don't have any studio guests at the moment, but we'll be good to have you back in when we can eventually do that.
Oh, we'll get there eventually. It'll take time, but we'll get there.
We're all just being very patient at the moment.
Yeah.
So let's have a whip around and find out what our men's sheds have been up to. Let's start with your own Mount Gambier, and you guys are still having regular catch-ups?
Yeah, well, since we've started back up again, we've been very busy. We're selling half wine barrels. The guys have painted the bands on them and put some oils and varnishes or whatever onto them. We've also been doing garden beds. They've been walking out the door, the raised garden beds, outdoor tables and wicker beds made out of the IB containers. And the men, the members at the shed are nearly back to normal, with all the members having to hand sanitise upon entry and getting their temperatures checked and all that sort of stuff before they even get into the shed. And this weekend, I believe that the big sausage sizzles are starting up again.
Right.
At the local Bunnings out the road. So if anybody's after a sausage and wants to help the men's shed, slip out there and have a talk to us. We'll be out there doing that.
Fantastic. So let's go through our men's sheds over in Western Victoria, because we do have a few there, and obviously things are quite different once you cross the border into Victoria. What have they been up to?
Well, they've been, Hayward Shed for a start. They're on a week-by-week, day-by-day proposition over there. We know that there's some viruses over that way, and they're in the hospital area, so it makes it a little bit hard for them. But while they can keep going, the extensions are being done over there. They've got the cement being laid, I believe, this week, and the men are also working on a dust extraction for the all the machines that they've got in their workshop.
Mm.
And over at Coleraine, with the COVID things that are going on in Victoria at the moment, the shed is still operating for the moment. Lots of little things are being done, revamping an old wheelchair. Now, these are the old type that grandpa used to have, you know, the really old ones with the wicker seats and so forth. So they're having a go at doing that. They don't know how they're going to go doing the job, but they're going to have a go at trying to fix it up. And also repairing an old wrought iron outdoor chairs and so forth with the timber slats and so forth. And as for Casterton, well, unfortunately with COVID, they're just not going, they're not taking a chance, but once they do start up, they'll be having an open day and trying to attract some new members over there.
Wonderful. All right, well, let's cross back into South Australia now. Let's head up the coast. Robe and Kingston Men's Shed. So what have they been doing to keep themselves busy?
Yeah, well, Robe Men's Shed, it's a very small shed. They've only got a little garage. It's they haven't got any toilet facilities. So what they've done is they've actually set themselves up with an outside toilet over there, and that's now up and running. And that's about all that they've been managing to get done. And then Kingston Shed, they're in an old school over there. And if people know what the old schools are like, they're very high buildings, very high ceilings and so forth. Well, they're patching up the ceiling. So they've had the loan of some scaffolding from one of the local businesses over there. And they've been working up about 15, 18 feet high in the air. So... good luck to them fellas. Take a bit of care, and hopefully nobody will end up falling down or anything stupid like that.
Absolutely.
They've also been repairing bikes and doing odd jobs, and their AGM is on Thursday the 30th of July.
All right. Now, Millicent, they've been, what, getting floods of orders coming through?
Well, they're busy, busy, busy over there. Plenty of orders coming in. They're not the pages on their Facebook are not just gathering sales, they've also been selling them, so that's good for them. So far this month they've had orders for a set of craft drawers and single bed mattress bed, or not for the mattress itself, but the single bed for a child, and doing beehives and things like that. Their new wood-laid extraction hood, which a member made while in lockdown over in Millicent, that's all up and running now and very effective. And with the easing of virus restrictions, the shed is now able to accommodate preparing food and so forth. And they'll be having their first barbecue on the 30th of July as well. And on the 7th, helpers are marking out the ground for the retaining walls for the concrete extensions that are going on over there. And the garden area itself, well, that's been a hive of activity because they're getting ready for the summer. So they've been very busy over there.
We've got Peter Hennis on the line this morning. Peter's publicity officer with the Mount Gambier Men Shed and joins us regularly to do a bit of a whip around and find out what our local men sheds have been busy doing. Let's head down to Port Mac, and they've been, helping out some local fishers.
They have. Down at Port Mac, they've been making cray pot toggles and bait baskets for the local fishers down there. I believe they had an order for about 500 of these toggles, and that's quite a substantial revenue raiser for them because they've got them finished and they've just got another one as well. So that's keeping them out of trouble. And they've been rubbing down a pool table for a fellow. If you remember, a few months ago I said that this gentleman actually supplied them with an eight ball table for their shed. Well, they're helping out him now and doing a little bit of work to help him, and you know, rubbing down the table and so forth, ready for him to revamp them. And they've also been making kindling for sale, if anybody's interested in that type of thing. And they've been asked to make a bird box for the Allendale School, primary school.
All right, next up, let's check in with Panola.
Panola Shed had a barbecue last week with the local entity Murray Weston. People would know Murray because he's the camel man that's done a lot of treks from north to south and so forth. He came in talking about some of the entertaining things that he'd done on his adventures around Australia. So that kept them out of trouble.
And notice in Nerecourt, they've got their extension up?
Yeah, their extension's up and they're putting the wiring in. The extension is for the metalwork area that they're hoping to open up shortly. That'll be won't be too far away. Last week, they also got back to having barbecues for the members under the COVID conditions. And so that was enjoyable to everybody. And they had ladies in from Landscape Limestone Coast. They came in and done some filming of the men making bat boxes. And this is for a promotional video that they're going to put onto their actual website. So that was a bit of a jolt for the fellas, and they had to be of their best behaviour, but they managed to get it done. And they've also got their AGM coming up on the 5th of August.
Now, speaking of AGMs, Bordertown has already had theirs, and they've got a new president?
Yeah, Bordertown had theirs last Monday, and they've got a new president. Their constitution says that you can only stay in there for a certain amount of time, which is probably a good idea at times. And the committee wish to thank Roger Fullerton for all the work he has done over the last few years. Apparently he's a tireless worker, and even though he's not president anymore, he's still one of those that just keeps going all the time. The jobs that they've been doing up there since the restart, they've been doing an outdoor fireplace, which is being made out of the old disc drums from a truck. Apparently it is proving to be very beneficial because I believe they've actually got it going now.
Wonderful. Now, Keith, a few things have changed at the Keith Men's Shed since we last caught up.
Yeah, Keith's Men's Shed, the coffee and times with the members and so forth sitting around in the kitchen area. Well, they've got to have their hand sanitizer. They've got their wipes in there, and the boxes of masks and everything else, just to make sure that they're well and truly safe. The workspace machines have been spaced out, so the shelving and also the shelving has been replaced from the mishmash of old wooden wardrobes they had. They've taken out a couple of trailer loads of stuff and that they thought, oh, it might be useful one day, but as in most sheds, it never gets used, and so they've taken that to the dump as well. And in recent weeks, members have purchased a corrugated iron roller, and this means that they can now do the curved ends for their raised garden beds that they do. They used to go up to Tintinara to get them done, but they've got their own now, and they've also acquired a medieval-looking guillotine for cutting up the corrugated iron sheets. And the safety officer there is apparently very relieved that they've got this, because he reckons that the boys won't be using the tin snips so much and won't be cutting their fingers. So he's very happy with that. They've also purchased a drill doctor, which is a machine that you use for sharpening drills, and the members can give a donation to the shed and bring their own drills in and sharpen them up. The raised garden bed production and the mud kitchens and the recycled iron and discarded stainless steel sinks, well, this means that they're actually doing their little bit to help save the planet, so they're doing a little bit of recycling with that. And the latest project they're doing is a scenery backdrop for the local school drama group up there.
Right, very, very busy, and a lovely mix of things to keep the Keith shed busy. And our final shed before we let you go, Peter, Tintinara, and they're back open again?
Yeah, well, they're finally, finally locked down, out of COVID lockdown and so forth. The shed opened again and has turned out to be what they think is one of the safest areas in the world at the moment, even though the people are going through up there. Apparently, they sold off a lot of their garden beds and so forth during the break, and it's also been go, catch-up since then. Jim made one over the break for them to help fill the orders, and Tank Arthur, a few of the listeners may know him from years gone by. He used to be a footballer down in the southeast here. He's now up at Tintinara. I think he used to own the pub up there at one stage as well. So he's been getting in and making Jarrah garden beds and with Jarrah and railway iron to help the shed out up there. So they've been busy with that. And they've been repairing a broken dining room chair for a community member in recent weeks, and apparently, Swiggy's trailer is back on its wheels, so I don't know what that one's all about, but
I'm sure Swiggy's very happy about that.
Yeah, I'm sure he would be.
Well, Peter, it's great to hear our men's sheds, many of them back in business, and hopefully the ones that aren't will be sometime soon. It's always great to catch up with you. We'll speak again soon.
Yep, we'll see you in a couple of months' time, Selena. Hopefully we'll be in the studio.
Fingers crossed we head that way. Peter Hennis there, the publicity officer from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. And,